All right. That's Braden on the guitar. He's learning some little bit of single bar chord stuff. Braden, how's it going?
Good.
You got to talk right into your mic, bud, remember?
Good.
So here, let me grab that guitar from you, and you just talk right into your mic. Also on the podcast, we got Cupcake Larry, Shane Carnahan in the house. Shane, you can say hi. People can't hear you. Nod your head.
Oh, yeah. Hey, podcast world.
I'll come back up in here. I had to put Braden's guitar away. Braden's learning how to play guitar. Braden, what songs do you know? You got to talk.
I know a little bit of Sweet Home Alabama. I know Pumped Up Kicks. I know Seven Nation Army.
Hold on. You know you got to turn on your mic, huh?
Oh.
All right, tell us that again. If you had your headphones on, bud, you'd know. Here, get these ones on.
Okay.
They reach over there.
Do you know Honeydew Weekend?
What?
Do you know Honeydew Weekend?
No.
Here, scoot this all in a little bit. There we go. Sorry for the janky start on this one, guys. We got Braden. We're hooking up his mic here. And anyway, Braden, say hi to everybody out there.
Hi, podcast land.
All right. Anyway, what songs do you know? You know a little bit of what?
I know a little bit of Sweet Home Alabama, Pumped Up Kicks. What else is there?
Seven Nation Army,
yeah. And then there's just a bunch of stuff that I've been kind of fiddling around with. Yeah.
So do you think doing a podcast gets you a later bedtime?
Yep.
Well, I guess it would. It's 8:41 right now, and 8:30 is your bedtime.
Yep.
So.
You know what's crazy? You and I have the same bedtime. That's not even a joke. I really go to bed at 8:30.
The older I get, the earlier bed sounds great. I just have trouble sometimes getting there for myself. I turned my mic down. I turned it up to have Braden playing some guitar. Anyway, so Braden, what'd you do at school today? Anything exciting?
No, nothing really. Oh, yeah, for PE, instead of actually doing PE, we just got an extra recess.
An extra recess out on the playground?
Yep.
Just because it was nice out?
Yeah.
Man, if I was a PE teacher, that would be what I'd be doing. Like, it's 60 degrees out today and sunny. Get outside.
They're out running. They're out having fun. They're getting their physical fitness in. So, why not?
I agree. Do you like it when you go outside? What do you do out there on the playground?
We just a bunch of stuff. Play with Chaka.
Play with Chaka?
Yeah.
That's what everybody does?
No.
Just everybody plays with Chaka? Oh. You got any girlfriends?
No.
You don't want to get... You're on the podcast. Do you want to give them a shout out?
No.
Say, hey, my lady.
Stop.
If you're listening out there in podcast land. No, you don't? You're turning a little red, Braden.
No.
All right, I'll quit teasing you.
You don't hang out on the kickball court and just wait for the ladies to walk by?
No.
Man.
Savannah said she's seen him standing next to a girl once.
Oh, that's right. You got a little sister in school with you, so she can tattle on you.
I don't like it.
You don't like having her in there?
Hey, I know how that is. I had two younger brothers and numerous older brothers, but my two younger ones were just a couple years younger than me in school, so they were always right there. So when I did something, my dad knew. My mom knew.
And you were always the one doing something, too.
More often than not, yes.
It was normally you. Your brother Sean, he was as innocent as the day is long.
You know, I don't know if he is as innocent as we think he is, but yeah, he definitely got away with a lot more than we did because he was either really sneaky or maybe he was really, really a good kid.
Yeah, well, you know, your dad already had to deal with Chris and you, and, you know, Justin was fairly mild, I guess. I guess he had his moments, but.
So he had to deal with Justin, Jeremy, Christopher, and I. So I think when parents got to the younger boys as Dylan and Sean, I think they just kind of had washed their hands and either gave up or were just going to deal with it. And I don't know, for the most part, they were pretty good. I know Dylan got away with a lot of stuff, and that was just because I think they were frustrated. The old man didn't have any more hair to pull out, so that was that.
Gave up. Yeah. So, Braden, what you got Got any good topics for the podcast today? You said you were thinking of some.
I couldn't really think up of anything good, though.
So why you been begging me to be on a podcast, then?
Because I wanted to.
Well, did you just want to hear me talk on a podcast, or are you going to tell me a good story? Huh?
You know what's coming up?
What?
Summertime is right around the corner, which means school's about ready to be out. Tell us what your plans for the summer are.
I'm going to spend almost all day riding around town because I live, like, my Grandma Judy is only a block away. My dad's only a block away. The school's 2 blocks away. The pool's 3 blocks away. I have a bunch of friends who live near me, and yeah.
So you're going to ride your bike around?
Yeah.
Not if I flatten your tires.
You're so lucky, because I lived way on the other side of town. Granted, we live in a small town, but everybody else was on this side of town. So they all met up early, and half the time I'd run them down or meet up with everybody, and they already had figured out what they were going to do, and that just didn't jive with my plan sometimes. But I went along with it, but yeah, and that's the cool thing, that your grandmas are close, your dad's close, your mom's right over there. You got playgrounds and parks pretty close, football field.
Skate park. In all this lifetime, now how far I've made it about a block and a half away from my mom's house, originally where I grew up, I guess. My mom literally lives just a little ways away from me. That's part of the joy of a small town, I guess. One cool thing about a small town is that kids can walk places. And I know we've talked about this on, like, the adult podcast with, like, Noah and Caleb. Noah said the same thing, you know, letting your kids play outside. I mean, like, today I'm out there barbecuing and got Ray in the crib outside, got Braden out doing his thing, and Savannah's out playing.
Burning ants.
You were burning ants?
Yep.
Oh, did you get any burnt?
Yeah.
Oh.
I burnt a bunch of them.
Where'd you get the magnifying glass?
I didn't get a magnifying glass. I used your barbecue and put sticks in it.
Well, that's news to me. Thanks for letting me know you were playing in fire today, Braden.
Apparently, when you leave the kids outside, you don't have to supervise them.
So, yeah, I guess so much for that safe in a small town thing when he's playing in my barbecue. You didn't burn yourself, did you?
No.
All right. Well, no harm, no foul, I guess. Wow. You were supposed to be helping me cook those burgers. What happened there? You got to talk in right into the mic. You got to actually talk to it.
I don't know.
Like you're going to kiss it like it would be your first girlfriend.
I would say he was busy burning ants and not cooking burgers.
I think so. Where do you think you'll kiss your first girlfriend?
Suppose nowhere. It'll
be at the movie?
Nowhere.
Skate park?
Nope.
No?
Probably on the mouth.
On the mouth.
Yeah,
nope.
You got any, are there any girls that got crushes on you?
No.
You scare them all away?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm just like, rah!
Girls are bad news, man. They just get you in trouble.
I realize that.
Well, they don't necessarily get you in trouble.
My sister does.
They do. Well, there you go. They just, in the long run, cost a lot of money. Because either you're buying them stuff because they're happy, so you took them out to dinner and having a good time, or you're buying them stuff because they're sad, trying to make them happy again.
Dove chocolate works wonders in my house.
It does in mine, too.
For you?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, I don't, you know. That's part of the deal. I guess, I don't know, we're probably a burden on them, too.
Socks work good for Dad.
Yeah, I like socks, man. Anytime somebody gets me a pair of Stan socks, I'm up for that. Carol got me that sign the other day. That's pretty sweet, isn't it?
I saw that the other day on your Facebook page.
And this, the old slow and low rock and rye here, too. She got me a bottle of that sitting next to each other. Gotta like that.
I see my favorite sitting right there, too.
Jameson, yeah. I'm gonna keep a bottle of that around in the studio.
That's always a good
thing. We're moving up in the world in here, man. We've got lots of fun things. Always got the whiskey, got the Jameson.
You need a, you know, since this is a child-friendly podcast, you need a mini fridge full of, what's your favorite soda?
Orange cream.
That is good.
Orange cream is good. I don't know if it'd last till the kids' podcast with all my buddies. I'm getting a little echo in my mic today. I wonder what the heck I got going on here. Need some more soundproofing. Still need a soundproof sponsor, by the way, so you guys don't get that echo in the background. Anyway, thanks to Johnny's brother, Nate Hould, and Daryl Garrett is supposed to pick it up this weekend. We're getting a two-door pop cooler, like the kind at the Stockman.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, one of the nice glass front pop coolers. We're getting one of those for in here, so that'll go along that wall. We're going to have a nice little...
Be full of pop.
Yeah, it's
all the time.
It's a 7-Up cooler, I think is what the banner is on the top, but we're going to maybe get our logo put on it and stuff. It'd be pretty sweet.
I think you need an RC Cola cooler.
Yeah, I just need some RC Cola. You can't find RC Cola anymore since IGA closed down here, or Best Way it used to be called, but RC Cola is by far my favorite soda pop.
What's that?
It's kind of like Pepsi, only it's called Royal Crown Cola. Oh.
That's what you bought when you couldn't afford Pepsi.
I actually like it better.
I think that I grew up on that kind of pop, and that's why I like it.
Roger's Saloon used to have it down there, and that's what they would use for like their Whiskey Cokes or their like back in the day. And it's good stuff. What's your favorite? Just that orange cream? Oh. The stuff from Hardware Hank or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ooh, I like Hank's root beer, too. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting a fuzz coming in here or something. It means I got some cords crossed or something going on. We're figuring it all out still.
So, yeah. You're in fourth grade now.
Yeah, almost fifth.
Yeah, like I said, summer is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Weekends, dirt bikes?
Yeah, exactly.
Skateboarding, bicycles. You're just kind of an action star athlete, aren't you?
Yeah.
He rode his dirt bike a little bit this week.
That's what he was telling me.
Got back to alley.
Rip it up and down the alley.
Yep.
Still pretty muddy everywhere.
Yeah,
all that frost is coming out of the ground. Yeah. So, going up to the track, I don't know if it's going to be too muddy. I'm gonna test it out this weekend though.
I'll bet you that is probably muddy up there. That's always like the last place to dry out is up at our motocross track here, north of Malta. Braden, tell us a good story, huh? You're just telling me lots of yes, yes. If we're giving something away out of here, what should we give away? You realize this is a podcast that is audio only, right? Nobody can hear you thinking. You're acting like I'm forcing you to do this, like it's a punishment, and you're the one that asked me to do the podcast.
I think we should give away Shane.
I think you'd be better off selling me. You'd get a lot of money for me. I think if you're going to give something away, I'm going to guess your dad has an old sprocket laying around off a dirt bike. People love
cool one.
People love old sprockets on the walls of their garage. Cool.
We got a symbol that we're giving away. And one down below you there. And one, come on in. Johnny's here. Johnny. We're doing a quick one with Braden before it's bedtime for him.
Johnny Dangerous.
What are you doing? You bailing out, Braden? Oh, he's grabbing a pretzel that Shane brought pretzels for... Braden to munch on. Braden, don't munch it into the mic. That's terrible podcast etiquette. We're going to have to get you figured out before you get a good podcast, bud. Your sister's got it figured out. As I'm walking out of the house, Savannah's telling me about 10 topics she knows she wants to talk about. She's ready to go. Yeah, let's see how long this has been so far, Braden. How long do you think it's been? 13 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
It only seems like 5 minutes.
Yeah? Time flies when you're not talking, huh? So, what's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Math?
Yeah.
What's the cutest girl?
Who's the cutest girl?
No one.
We went through this one, John.
Oh, did you already?
We already turned him red once.
Okay. Making sure you're getting all your partners.
Let's just say he doesn't kiss and tell.
Yeah. That other mic's live if you want to jump back there, Johnny. I think we're live on it anyway. That's probably why I was getting echo. I didn't even think of that. Hey, check it out. Got two new mic stands.
Sweet.
We're all mic'd up.
Woohoo!
Just had to duct tape that one on, that's all.
How's it? Does this one work?
Yep. We hear you loud and clear. Okay. Actually, I have a... Somehow, wherever that splitter is, we have a headphone splitter. I think it's down by Shane. Oh, no, it's right here. We'll plug it into mine right here. Just while I'm doing this, we're just plugging in old Johnny Denver's headphones. And, So, Braden, how did you get to liking math so much? Try that, John.
Over the summer, I was kind of wanting to work on my math because I found out that I like more complicated math when we got into division. That was complicated for me in third grade. Started liking that, and then I decided over the summer I wanted to work on a little bit of algebra, so I did, and yeah.
Algebra?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Try not to play with your mic stand, though, bud.
9.
You're 9, and you're already working on algebra.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that we can get you good at podcasting as you are at math, and you can start learning how to use your microphone right and all that fun stuff, huh?
Okay. I got a story.
All right. Tell us your story.
Okay, so it's my defined version of how I got the scar on my elbow. Okay, so I was riding my bike, acting all cool, and then I was like, I'm going to do a cool trick. So I was riding side saddle, going really fast. I was just like, yay. I got out of control. My bike tires was wobbling, and then I fell down. I fell down. The bike was on top of me, and I was sliding for a little bit on the road, and it scraped me really bad.
Is that how you got the scar on your elbow?
Yeah.
I wrecked on your bike once.
He did, too.
Right as church was getting out.
John took Braden's bike across the street when we lived across the street from the church. Oh. And he goes pedaling across there, and he goes to wheelie, like, off the curb, and he looped it out right to his back.
I was laying on my back with the bike above me, and as everybody was coming out of church, and they were like, oh, my God, are you okay? I was like,
don't.
No, actually, I'm not. I'm a little buttered.
My pride hurts terribly.
Don't feel bad anytime I try to wheelie anything. That's how I end up. As a matter of fact, I was looking on Facebook today at my memories, and Travis had tagged me in a post, in a video of a guy wheelies her up and just right to his back he goes.
Loop out Larry.
Yeah.
Cupcake Larry is also loop out Larry.
Yeah, speaking of guys with a lot of nicknames, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll end with Larry.
Tell us about the story of how Titus learned how to ride his bike.
This is pretty good, guys. So my boy, he's 3, and he'd been on one of them Strider balance bikes since he was 1, or pretty much, yeah, since he could walk. So on Friday, so I got Fridays off, and we're sitting at the house, and we pulled the bikes outside, and nice day, and I asked him, I said, Titus, do you want to ride this pedal bike? And it's got the training wheels on it. And he just kicks it over, poof. And he points at the training wheels, and he's like, dumb. Off.
You sure he wasn't pointing at his dad?
Yeah. So I was like, are you sure you want these off? And he's like, yeah. So I take them off, and we fiddled around in the driveway for about 5-10 minutes, and he finally got it figured out to pedal in where he push forward, and you go, push back, you stop it. Lo and behold, I start pushing him, and I let go, and away he goes. It pretty proud dad moment. 3 years old and riding a bicycle and never, ever having to use training wheels.
Wow.
That was pretty rad.
That's, that is pretty good. Usually you can't get kids to take their training wheels off. They get,
When our kids, Braden and my daughter Lizeta, were both getting off training wheels right at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're about 5, and it was a battle. They just got so complacent with them and used to them, they were scared to do it without them.
Well, they make those Strider bikes now. That's what Shane's kid got on, that Strider bike. And I recommend to anybody that's going to have their kid learning how to ride a bike. Yeah, I saw your video on it. That's awesome. Kid that's going to learn how to ride a bike, they got these bikes without pedals on them. And they run them with their feet like you would, like a little three-wheel, you know, those little push three-wheelers, only it's a bike. Well, a kid learns how to already roll, and they get their balance, and they figure it out.
Because once you're in momentum, you can keep that.
Yeah.
It's easy to
You learn how to balance. You're looking at the, you know, you got training wheels, and you're worried about it. You rely on them.
Yep.
If you'd ever had them before, you don't know the difference.
Well, and half the time, those kids, their training wheels are up so high that they're not even using them.
You're right.
It's just the crutch.
Strider bikes could sponsor our kid version of the podcast. That'd be great.
There's all sorts of things that would be great.
Give away a Strider bike every other episode or something. Strider, we know you're going to hear us. We have a huge Brazil following.
They make them for adults, too.
Yeah.
We're not just talking.
It'd be fun around the skate park if you learned how to pump.
Yeah. We're not just talking about diapers anymore, are we, Britton?
Britton, man, I had something I was going to have you.
I know what I'm going to ask. How much school is left? We're already almost out of school, right?
Yeah, like Spanner just said, there was like 142 days. It was 142nd day of school. There's 180.
Yeah, 40. There's like 30 days. Yeah, 38. 180,
so yeah.
I can't believe that it's that close already.
I know. Yeah. What are you going to do for the summer?
We already went over that.
We did. He did talk about that. He's going to ride his bike around since now that his mom lives close.
Oh, sure.
They're going to ride his bike around to grandma's and everybody's all close.
That's what I get for showing up late.
I know.
What are you going to do when school gets out, John?
Chase girls.
New crop for Johnny. I'm kidding. Johnny's not a cradle robber. Not at all.
No, I don't chase girls either, Braden. I just don't do it.
I don't believe you.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
So, Braden, what do you plan on doing, like, out of high school? You've kind of got a plan for your job already, don't you?
I'm wanting to be an architect.
And what are you going to build?
Cool buildings.
What's going to make your building so much cooler than everybody else's?
They're all going to have a gigantic B on the side.
A bee?
Yeah.
Like for Braden?
Yeah.
Or for Butthead?
How about you're going to build the safest buildings ever to be built, too?
The safest? Have the bee be a swimming pool.
What?
Make the bee a swimming pool for your building.
On the side?
Yeah.
You're going to crap in 20 years when he has a building. He's like, look, John.
No, I won't. If he's doing algebra this early, nothing will surprise me.
Yeah. I always thought it would be pretty cool to be an architect because I run equipment, heavy equipment. So guy goes out and builds a road, and you get down, you turn around like, oh, I built that road. That's my road. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you can instantly see what you've done.
Now, imagine being downtown Los Angeles, New York, Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, I built that.
And you're standing there with somebody, and they're just in awe over a building, and you're like, that's my building.
Yeah.
Or you're driving across the world's safest, most technologically advanced bridge, and you're like, yeah, I built this. Yeah. I designed this bridge. This is my bridge.
And you know what? The other thing about architects are they get all the girls, so you're going to have to get used to that.
So do podcasters.
Yeah.
No.
Starting
I'm
when?
I'm kidding, yeah. Well, Brandon's got a giant Brazil following now. I'm not even kidding. I'll have to show you that. We got 400 and almost, I think, 500 likes now.
That's
on the last podcast. 90% of them are from Brazil.
That's probably because of all the waxing he does.
Brandon, do you know what waxing is?
No.
No? When you put wax on your hair, hot wax, and you put a tape strip down on it and you peel it up.
Ouch.
They call it a Brazilian wax when
you
wax.
That could be a fun podcast.
Down there.
Yeah, I think I'll stay home for that.
I've already told Killer Kelly we want to invite him for that one.
holy moly.
Yeah. So tell us another story, Braden. What else you got?
Talk while you think.
How's skateboarding going?
Good.
You've been up there a couple times?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What's the coolest thing you can do?
Probably, I used to be able to go around the big bowl. I probably still can if I tried.
He crashed pretty hard in there once, and he hasn't tried it since.
I get it, buddy.
It's nerve-wracking. Your dad's watched me crash on motorcycles off the ramp, and it takes me months before I want to go hit it again. I mean,
Shane's too dumb. He just does it again. He doesn't.
It knocks you down a notch when you.
Oh, man, big time. I crashed hard at the skate park the last time I was up there, and I got the giantest bruise on my hip right now. And I smacked my head so hard. Luckily, I had my helmet on, or else I would have been in the hospital. And it scared me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was from my feet to my whoosh, right to my head. There was no.
And thus, the stress of the importance of the helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the funny thing is there was a bunch of little kids up there that day not wearing helmets, racing around and stuff. And I'm like, you kids need helmets. I'm preaching it. And then I come flying out of there and whap, drill my head. And I go, see, you need helmets. And I'm already like kind of dingy because it hit me pretty hard. I rock myself. If I wouldn't have had a helmet, I'd be
even with a helmet. Out. You can get a concussion.
I'd probably still be out.
How did we survive the 80s?
I know. Yeah, we didn't have a sweet skate park like that though, or else we would have been launching.
Yeah, but we had we had older brothers.
We had older brothers, and we used dumb things
for
our entertainment instead of actual safe environment.
I remember my brother pulling me with his bike, and we'd hook the Red Flyer wagon behind it, and I'd ride in the wagon, and he'd get me going as fast as he could. There was no – you'd never, ever ride it out, you know, like you knew you were going to crash. And have you ever had the sides of a wagon cut into your fingers? If you crash one, those metal wagons, they got like a little lip on them. If you're hanging on to it,
ouch,
it'd crash, and I mean, it'd skin your knuckles and run that thing right across there.
Ouch.
Gosh. And then guess what? You get to go home, and guess what Mom did? She pulled out the back teen. I don't even know if that worked or if that was just a way for a parent to torture a child.
Just to make it hurt a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was awful.
Yeah, that's a good point. My dad always had a great big jug of bag balm.
Oh, yeah, bag balm fix anything.
Yep.
Yeah, rub that bag balm on there. You ever seen bag balm, Braden?
No.
It comes in a green can, and you know what it's for?
What?
It's for rubbing on cows' udders when they get chapped.
What it does
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before when I milked a cow at a field trip.
Oh, you milked a cow at a field trip once? How'd that go for you?
Good.
Did you drink any of it?
No.
No?
Felt weird.
It felt weird?
Yeah. It's just milk. It's just milk.
Are you going to drink milk right from the udder, Johnny?
I would. I have. I'm sure I will again.
Yeah. That's utterly... No.
We had milk cows when I was a kid growing up. We always had a milk cow. So
I like fresh milk if it's like skimmed and everything. And
which we had three boys growing up in a farm, so trying to keep milk around the house is, well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, what, five of us in the house at one time, so... Yeah.
Jeez, just with the three kids that I've got, even at the ages they're at, man, we go through almost a gallon a day.
That's what I'm saying. It was worth it for my parents to have to do the extra work to keep a milk cow around just to keep milk in the house.
How much milk does a milk cow produce? Any idea?
Boy.
We need fact checker, don't we?
I suppose there's an average, you know, for different cows have different averages.
Well, like a Holstein cow, like the milk cow.
They're built for milk.
I'm not sure exactly how much they produce a day, but I think they alternate them out because a cow's got to have a calf, I would believe, to keep producing milk. So they got to alternate them out, breed them again and stuff like that. But I imagine as long as they got...
As long as they keep getting milk, they'll keep producing.
You would think
milk.
Guys from Montana... Yeah. Here goes to show you, those of you listening in New York, not all guys from Montana are hillbillies, because none of us know the straight answer on this one.
I used to be.
There's different levels of hillbilly here.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same in Brazil.
So, Braden, do you like that you moved to town now, or would you rather live out in the country still?
I like in town.
Do you?
This right here shows how getting pulled with a bicycle on a wagon can change to a conversation about milk.
That's a good point. I guess I didn't know how we even segued into that. We didn't have
kidding.
You ought to go on a road trip with your dad and I someday. Our conversations get pretty interesting.
All right, you like skiing, Braden? There's one. Yeah. Speaking of road trips, tell us a story.
About the time that we were going, first time I went through that really big tree trail, you were wanting me to slow down, but I didn't.
He's talking about
I was going...
Always question authority.
Going really fast, weaving in between trees and jumping. It was really fun. And then there was this other time I was going like 40 miles an hour and almost hit a cliff.
First time I took him skiing, we're at Red Lodge, and we get to the top. And like he'd learned how to turn. He was doing good. And suddenly he just... heading straight towards this steep-ass hill. And I'm like, Braden, I can't catch him. So luckily, he yard sails right before it and slides just barely off of it. But, man, it would have been ugly if he would have stayed up any longer.
Ugh.
What are you doing? Stop it, Braden.
Nobody drop the F-bomb.
Yeah.
We're too afraid you'll go to school and repeat it.
You better not. Either.
Just like don't go to school and repeat any of these stories you hear out here either. You'll be in you'll get suspended for sure.
Well, bud, you're going to have to think of some good podcast topics because you haven't been too talkative yet. Normally, Braden's the kid we can't get to shut up at all, and now we put him in front of a mic. So now I know what I'm doing at the dinner table. I'm just going to bring this mic stand in and set it next to him at the dinner table, and then I'm going to have a peaceful supper for once.
It won't take very long for him to figure out that the microphone's just a microphone.
Yeah.
Everybody's first time is pretty scary.
He's giggling like it's, like I said, his first kiss.
I know. He's still thinking about the girl that I asked him about earlier.
Braden, how old do you think you'll be when you get your first kiss?
500.
500?
He's like, last year.
What, do you think you'll ever get married?
Nope.
No? What?
I might, but I'll be old.
What, you don't want to grow up and have kids that you can teach all the smart stuff you've learned your whole life?
You know, not having kids is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I love my kids, but my brother Sean's got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And he has no kids.
There's something to be said. Yeah, there's...
I'm going to tell Titus that when he's older.
Teach their own. It's, you know, a lot of people don't mean to have kids, and they turn out to be the best parents.
Yeah.
But then again, I got a lot of cool stuff, and I got kids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm no Sean Carnahan. I don't have all those toys, but I do cool things with my cool toys, that's for sure. I spend that time with my kids and jumping our dirt bikes together and riding skateboards. And
but, you know, Sean's got a good point, though. He's got all of us brothers, so how many nieces and nephews does he have?
Right.
And he's like, that works for him.
He can be around kids anytime he wants to.
And that works for his wife. Right now, they're young, fresh married. So we'll see what happens later on. They probably want kids someday, I would think.
Yeah, there's a lot of couples these days that are like, no, we're not having kids.
I think it's the age we're living in, or that everybody's well, it's so hard to make enough money to be successful anymore that you almost have to not have kids to.
That's the problem. Like I said, I'm working two jobs, you know, and sometimes not that this is a job, but always got some sort of side hustle going that I'm trying to stay above water and get something eventually to break free.
Almost everybody I know and hang out with has at least two jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, summertime, I get up at what time? 2 a.m. I'll go drive truck, hauling gravel from 2:30 in the morning till 6:30. I'll run and get another pot of coffee in my thermos, and I'll go to my other job and work from 7 a.m. till 5:30 at night.
Yeah. Well, that's my Friday, man. I get up and go to work at 8:30, and I work till 4:30. I get an hour, and then I'm to work at the Mint until 2:30 in the morning.
That's my Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Yeah, I go through all the way through. Yeah, same way. Johnny's got two of them, same way.
Name one of the toys that your brother has. A Lego Batman figure set?
I'm sure he does.
His brother's older than that.
But he probably still
he's
does.
He's got a pretty nice Harley Davidson lowrider S. That's pretty sweet motorcycle.
He got it for Christmas, didn't he?
Yeah, actually his wife got it for him for Christmas. He also has a pretty nice 71 Chevelle SS car. Not a true SS, but it's a pretty sweet car. But that's one of them things, when we were growing up as kids, Dad always told us if we were always good, and didn't drink, didn't smoke, passed school, played a sport, or had a job, that he'd basically build us any car we wanted to have. Well, Sean had watched me and my...
Yeah, too bad the rest of you guys are idiots. You guys all have nice cars
right now.
Watched
me and all my brothers kind of party and have a good time. And Sean was like, man, I want to go down the straight and narrow and get all this cool stuff. And he did. He got a lot of cool stuff. But, you know...
That's what you get for paying attention.
Yeah, so... Do cool stuff and pay attention, and you'll get cool stuff. Like, follow the rules, man.
I have two jobs, and I'm still so broke I can't afford to pay attention.
Yep.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Braden, it's 9:13. How late do you think you get to stay up tonight?
It is Tuesday.
Yeah, he's got school tomorrow.
11 o'clock.
No.
Would you even get out of bed tomorrow morning if you stayed up till 11?
Yeah, I've done that before, actually.
Don't play with your mic stand. We can hear when you play with
but
your mic stand.
But he'd get out of bed eventually. His stomach would start growling.
Yeah. What's your favorite meal? Man, really put him on the spot, didn't
I? Oh, boy. I was just... Lasagna?
Brisket. You like... I know you like anything barbecued, don't you?
Yeah.
Liver and onions?
Brandon, you got to stop playing with your mic stand because we can hear it over the headphones.
Okay.
There you go.
It's amazing how much food a boy his age, his size can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Nonstop.
They get home from school, they want something. Yep. Well, they just had pancakes with my mom right after school. And then they come home and eat supper, ate a burger with us. Yeah.
Thus the two jobs.
Yeah. Well, Braden, you got any more stories before we get out of here?
Come on, tell us a big secret.
What's the biggest secret in the fourth grade right now?
Is there like a secret playground equipment that people don't know about that only you do, or what's up?
Tell you one thing, it's a big secret. I promise you, don't tell anyone.
Fair enough.
I am really Superman.
No kidding? So can I start calling you Clark?
I almost believe it.
Okay. He used to think he was Batman.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a little kid, he used to think he was the real Batman.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
And then once I learned to play Sonic, I thought, I'm Sonic now.
You ever played Mega Man?
No.
You should play Shaun White snowboarding. Then you could think you're him.
Yeah. So, nothing else other than you're Superman, the real Superman? Well, you better fly to bed then.
That was pretty
If you're good. The real Superman, your pajamas are on underneath your clothes.
There's no more phone booths, so you'll have to go to your bedroom to change.
Didn't work as expected.
What was Superman's real name? Kal-El? Or what?
Clark Kent.
Clark Kent?
No, but when he came from Krypton.
Oh.
Or was his dad Kal-El? No.
It's something like that, yeah.
See, we need fact checker.
You might be right.
It's tough to do an episode without fact checker.
It's something like that.
Man, now it's got me.
Braden's thinking so hard, there's smoke coming out of his ears right now.
I like to think of that stuff without looking it up. It always is so much more satisfying.
I agree.
But if I don't, then I'll wake up in the middle of the night when it comes to me, and then I won't be able to go back to sleep because I sit up in bed and go, oh, yeah.
Yep, that was it.
He was born Kal-El.
Uh-huh, yeah. Johnny got it.
Sometimes
stop wiggling your mic stand or you can't do it no more.
Sometimes it gets old being right all the time.
You know, Braden, what's the coolest thing you've ever done in your long life that you've had so far?
Probably watching Nitro Circus or
quit wetting the bed at 8.
Watching me and your dad ride dirt bikes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're right up there with Nitro Circus.
Circus part you got right.
Braden actually got to meet Wheels, Aaron Fotheringham, the guy in the wheelchair, and then we got to watch him do a front flip that day. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
I've seen him on
landed a front flip in the wheel on
Saturday afternoon on
They also
Worldwide Sports or whatever it is.
They also did this one guy also did a backflip with two guys on the back of his dirt bike.
Bo Bamberg.
Bo, yeah. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I still think Adam Jones's dead body backflips are the coolest thing I've ever seen.
What are those?
That's where when he backflips his dirt bike, he comes through the bars with his leg and lays completely flat.
Oh.
They do look pretty cool.
Yeah.
You saw it because he did it there, but if you were like anybody else, your jaw hit the floor and kind of tried to figure out what really just happened there.
And that's not math. That's science.
Yeah.
That's literally
physics.
That's
physics,
literally defying the laws of physics.
Yep.
It's pretty rad.
Yep. So, Braden, do you think someday that we'll figure out time travel? Do you think people will figure it out?
I don't know, but I've heard that scientists are actually able they're actually able to transport an atom at a time. I don't really know how, but they're able to transport an atom. So maybe if that gets more advanced and they can transport more and more atoms, then we could do teleportation.
That'd be pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
I know a guy named Adam.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Do you think they can transport him?
What?
I know a guy named Adam. Do you think they can transport him? Parts at a time, huh?
That is pretty cool that you know that.
That you even say that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been at the Large Hadron Collider. Have you heard about that?
No. Nope.
You've never heard about that?
No. Nope.
I think it's in Sweden or Switzerland. It's this great big circle thing that's like miles underground, or it's quite a ways underground, but it's this great big circle thing. They accelerate electrons and run them into each other and try to create.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
And they try to create what?
They make small. What they're trying to find is the Higgs boson particle, which they consider the God particle. They say that it could have been the first thing causing the Big Bang so that they can map it and figure out what happened when the Big Bang.
Trace the history of
everything. Hopefully not create a big black hole in the middle of the earth. They say
I hope they don't figure it out until I'm gone.
I would love to see them figure out time travel. But to me, I don't know if like time travel, like they're saying now, that scientists are actually thinking that by the laws of physics, that there's got to be like at least 11 dimensions. And they're like the possibility of time travel is the fact that if you went back, you couldn't go back and like meet John's mom and make a different Johnny, but you could go back. And if that happened, then you'd be in a completely different dimension. And that would continue on infinitely as many things that it could possibly ever happen. Like right now.
But could you go back and meet yourself?
I'm not sure about that one.
In every movie I've seen, you're not supposed to see yourself.
Yeah.
That's movies. I've
seen that too.
I know, but.
But you can change the laws of physics. Like, let's say two people are walking down the street, and then let's say one person's like, oh, what's that airplane? Oh, it's just an airplane. You see it crash into a building? Oh, it's just an accident. Nothing really bad happened. And then you'd walk on never knowing that the explosion of the Twin Towers actually happened forever and ever.
Why? What kind of story was that? I don't even know what you were going with there.
You'd have to live in the middle of nowhere to not know that.
You want to know something about time travel, which really gets me? Marty McFly.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest time travel.
No. Listen, like, so.
You've watched it.
How can
I have. How can, you know what I want to know?
How can Marty McFly go back into time, into the 50s, meet his parents, and then you don't, his parents never later on as he got older was like, you know.
Didn't even figure it out.
Our son Marty sure looks like that fella Calvin Klein that showed up for a short bit and then skinned out without telling anybody, you know.
That's true.
I own the trilogy of those, and I've watched them all quite a few times, and there's very few instances in those three movies they did them so well that there's.
They were some of the greatest movies of all time.
You can go back and watch them, and they didn't mess up on almost any of them.
The hoverboard, still the greatest invention to ever be had. They actually made a hoverboard. Have you seen that, Braden?
Oh, yeah. You know what I want to know?
What?
Where'd my hoverboard?
Where's your hoverboard?
Yeah.
Build one.
We're supposed to have them now.
Build one, or eat your Wheaties, get good grades, and keep coming doing these podcasts with us, and pretty soon you'll get a hoverboard sponsor.
There you go.
I also want to know where my self-tying shoes.
Your self-tying shoes? Yeah, they make those. Nike actually made those shoes now.
They did make them, and they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap.
How much are they?
I think you can get them on eBay now, like around $150.
Your dad would have to get a fourth job.
Yeah, I think they're in the thousands of dollars now because they weren't that bad if you got on the waiting list and got some, but they sold it, all of them sold, and now they're like a limited commodity type thing.
Econ 101, supply and demand.
How do they work?
These ones, they got straps across them. They got little motors in them. You push the button and they strap you up. Something you could invent, probably. Oh. Braden, tell us about the Rubik's Cube.
It's fun.
How'd you figure out how to solve it?
YouTube.
The answer to everything.
Isn't it?
That's why kids your age are so smart. We used to have to ask our mom or go to the library.
Yeah, and your mom, like, I can think back. How many times did I go ask my mom, hey, mom, what's 1,000,000,005 times 2,000,000,039 something? And she'd just go, son, it's 53 billion. You know, just to get me out of her hair.
Right. But she's right, of course.
If I had Google back then, man.
Yeah, kids these days have the answer at the palm of their hands.
We had all these encyclopedias, and you'd ask my mom a question. Well, go look in the encyclopedia.
From 1982.
Yeah, we had a big...
Nope, not going to go look in it.
No.
We should get those encyclopedias in here. My mom has a whole set.
You know what they do now?
The Encyclopedia Britannica.
You know what they do now? They take up room and collect dust.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they do now.
And weigh a lot.
It's kind of crazy.
Are you talking about me or the encyclopedia?
Yep.
It's kind of crazy how we're able to create machines that are actually smarter than us, like computers.
They're getting there.
Yeah. No,
they are smarter than us.
Like, how long did it take for the chess computer to get beat?
Yeah. They're calling it, you know, like eventually that all of them are going to be smarter than, you know, like all these machines and everything. That's when we reach singularity. And the guy that, what is his name right now? One of the head guys at Google.
Bill Gates?
That's Microsoft. Oh. At Google, he is saying by 2029, we're going to reach singularity.
And they're going to start taking over people's jobs. I mean.
Hopefully we can upload our brain, and then our brains are immortal at that point.
And at that point, it doesn't. If you
to me, that's awesome.
If you own a robot that can go to work for you, and you just get to go dink off, that's fine. But if the robot takes our jobs, then, and I can't blame the employer for saying, "Hey, we can hire this robot for nothing."
Not too far off from that.
No,
you know where the robot's going to have trouble doing that is ad sales, like me.
That's
networking.
True.
The robot's going to have a rough time selling people.
They already have robocalls.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're right. Well, buddy, you better get to bed, okay? We went a little longer than we should have. Maybe next time you need to look up some cool science stories. You can come and tell us. We can have, like, Braden's Science Hour.
Educate us.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? You think that'd be something cool to do?
Educate us.
Think it's too late to make us smart like you?
Here's the first thing I have to educate you. First thing, we're going to start on the basics, people. 2 + 2. Raise your hand if you know it.
Raiden, don't be a screwball.
I have a feeling this has a secret answer.
No, it doesn't.
I have a feeling a knuckle sandwich is in your future.
I have a feeling it's 4.
I know it. I know what 2 + 2
Good
is.
Good job. You win. Ding, ding, ding.
Don't yell, Raiden. Don't yell. Don't be crazy or you can't be on any more podcasts.
4.
That's what got you kicked off the last podcast that we didn't upload.
The amount of hours you're too late for bed.
Yeah, you're right. You are late for bed, so you better get in, bud.
And tell it's everybody. Not like we can hide it because it's going to be on a podcast. Everybody's going to know how late you were up.
Yeah, Braden stayed up till 9:30 on a Tuesday.
The world is going to know that you were up late.
Yeah, especially Brazil, huh?
Your grandma is going to know.
Yeah. We're in all 50 states, Braden, with this podcast. All 50 states and like 7 more countries.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
When did we reach Alaska?
A while ago. We've been in all 50 states for a while.
Yeah, that's. Well, I remember you telling me that a while ago.
Wow.
But I wish you would have specifically told me.
Just Alaska? Why?
Because that's where I want to. That's where I belong.
By the way, Caleb's here and he belongs in Alaska.
He's an Eskimo.
Yeah. Hey, we had a real Eskimo on the last time, Charlie Mullick.
Oh yeah.
Right. He is a true to life Eskimo.
Weird.
Yep. All right, bud. Say your goodbyes and we'll send you to bed.
Peace out, Braden.
Dab.
Jeez.
See, Braden.
Thought I was raising him right till he just did that. All right. Well, everybody, next time Braden's going to come back with Braden's Science Hour. That'll be cool.
Science.
All right. We're out of here. Montarctica.com, Google Play, and iTunes. You can download on all of them. Find us on Facebook, Montarctica Productions.
Bye-bye.